The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, April the 10th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 148th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: Next Pittsburgh previewed the then-upcoming but now past appearance of Shit-Faced Shakespeare at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's August Wilson Center. The description sounds interesting. The side-splitting production will blend a thoughtful adaptation of Shakespeare's popular and timeless comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream with a genuinely drunken professional actor. What this means is that the theater troupe, which is based in the UK and Boston, will randomly select one cast member to get drunk and then attempt to perform the play as scripted. Playbill ran the announcement by Public Theater of their casts for this summer's Shakespeare in the Park in New York City for Julius Caesar and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Newsworks.org ran a piece on the spring blooming of three different Shakespeare productions in Philadelphia: Midsummer Night's Dream, Coriolanus, and Love's Labor's Lost, all through at least this upcoming weekend. Now, I usually don't make a habit of posting stories from college and college newspapers, but this commentary about Shakespeare being the voice of the millennial, written as an op-ed for the UC Berkeley newspaper, is a fascinating and fun piece of writing. The Daily Herald ran a great piece, a quasi-review of the Grassroots Shakespeare Company's production of The Merchant of Venice in Provo, Utah. It's more than a review, however, and more of a discussion of the value of doing plays without directorial concepts. St. Louis Today reviewed The Comedy of Errors by St. Louis Shakespeare, which ran through this past weekend in St. Louis, Missouri, calling the production a good time. The Baltimore Sun reviewed Antony and Cleopatra by Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, running through April 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, praising the production's use of original pronunciation as overseen by the father and son team of David and Ben Crystal. I would love to check this out. And finally, we finish with two prison-related Shakespeare stories. ABC 13 News from Houston, Texas, ran a piece on how members of the Marin Shakespeare Company from Northern California do outreach to inmates at California prisons. And U.S. News and World Report covered Detroit Public Theater's Shakespeare in Prison program and their outreach to juvenile offenders. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On April the 4th, 1406, King Robert III of Scotland died. He was one of the kings in the lineage between Banquo, the character in Macbeth, and James I of England. On April 5th, 1603, James VI of Scotland left Edinburgh, Scotland for London to be crowned James I of England. He had been proclaimed King of England less than 2 weeks earlier on the day Queen Elizabeth I died and would arrive in London on May 7th and be crowned on July 25th. On April 6th, 1199, King Richard I Lionheart died and his younger brother John was crowned King of England. John is, of course, the reigning monarch in the play of the same name. On April the 7th, 1928, American actor James Garner was born. No, he wasn't known for Shakespeare, but he did get rid of his Oklahoma twang by reciting Shakespeare on the Beach under the tutelage of Charles Laughton. He would have made a hell of a Petruchio. April 8th, 1999 is the day that the Paul Rudnick-written comedy-drama I Hate Hamlet debuted in New York City, where it ran for 88 performances. April 9th was a busy day, busy, busy day. In 1413, Henry V was coronated as King of England. 70 years later, in 1483, Yorkist King Edward IV died, leaving the throne to his son Edward V, who would never be crowned, as he would be taken to the Tower of London and then disappeared under the orders of Uncle Richard III, if you believe Shakespeare. And in 1898, African-American actor Paul Robeson was born. His portrayal of Othello at the Savoy Theater is said to be one of the greatest of the 20th century. On April 10th, 1512, James V of Scotland was born. His daughter, at the age of only 6 days, would succeed him when he died in 1542. And that, my friends, was your Week in Shakespeare. Been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, April the 10th, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.